just don't get it right. Where I talk a talk that I don't walk and miss the moments right before my eyes. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. But I just can't see past myself. Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith. A little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. There's no denying I have changed. I've been saved from who I used to be. But even at my best, I must confess I still need help to see the way you see. Somebody with a hurt that I could have helped. Somebody with a hand that I could have held. When I just can't see past myself, Lord, help me be a little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love and faith, a little more like patience, a little more like peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, April 6, 2021. And sort of keeping with the spirit of this seismic shift from a few weeks back and kind of focusing on what we can do in response to what's going on. Because, you know, these kinds of things – this stuff has been set in motion a long, long time ago. I had a conversation earlier today with a friend about the Israel conversation and how we may disagree on you know, the subject of Israel and the Jews. And I would say, not really. We just need to not conflate terms. That's all. Because I think we've been encouraged to conflate terms and things and people groups, and that causes controversy and confusion. And then, you know, there's the clash of civilizations that ensues. Samuel P. Huntington. And that's what's intended. You know, back to Pike's letter. So I was talking about that, and I said, you know, we're all encouraged to play our part on the stage. You know, all the world is a stage. Places, everyone. We all play a role. Some have a certain victimhood, others have another victimhood, but everyone's a victim these days. You know, the Jews are victims in Israel, the Palestinians are really victims, you know, black people are victims of racism, segregation, apartheid, and things that happened a long time ago, except they really are being victimized in certain places and targeted in certain ways, which is it's a bizarre thing to see in mainstream American press that, you know, we need to convince these people to take their vaccines because they, I mean, that's just, that's, they're kind of concerned, you know, they don't, they're concerned because there have been, yeah, well, how do we know that's not still happening? Eugenics is a real thing. Bill Gates started the Population Control Council in the Gates Foundation, but now I guess he's reformed also. It's not just Michael Milken who's reformed, but Bill Gates too. Now he's the closest thing to a saint some of us will ever see in our lifetime, some people believe. Yikes. Anyway, so, you know, and oh gosh, what was, there was one, you know, not to get sidetracked. We'll get to the phones here in a second. Not to get sidetracked, but you know, and women are victims because, you know, equal work or equal pay for equal work and those kinds of things, you know. Even though the Rockefeller contingent thought it would be really cool if we could split the family, the House used to vote. People say, how come, you know, only the man would vote or only one person in the household would vote? Because the House would vote. The House divided cannot stand. We used to know that. The House would vote. And then bad guys figured out, you know, it'd be really cool if we could divide the family and get dad out of the house. That would be great. And that's been pretty successful in certain demographics. And what ends up happening? Well, men of valor know. People like Denzel Washington seem to know what happens. So, you know, the Rockefeller contingent thought it'd be great if we could split up the family and, you know, get a less strong family and have, you know, a nation of obedient workers, double the taxable wage base and all those fun things. Enter people like Gloria Steinem, you know, CIA mouthpiece, Gloria Steinem, social change agent, and so I thought it was interesting. Somebody, who was it? It was, what's his name? Oh, gosh. Citizen journalist. What's his name? He posted something, I think, around April 1st about how we need to have, you know, equal pay. So NBA and WNBA should be paid the same. I think that's a great idea. The way that that should work is let's have them play each other. Let's have the WNBA play the NBA, and then people will watch. The problem is, you know, we say equal work and equal pay, and the equality, you know, the standard of equality is manipulated, and the argument is disingenuous. Anyway, the point here is, you know, who watches the WNBA? Most people don't even know what that is. Who watches women's golf? Most people don't even watch golf anyway. I don't want to watch grass grow. But, you know, you watch this other stuff for a reason. People like Danica Patrick are a novelty. Shirley Muldowney, maybe not. She was legit, I would say. There are a few. But generally speaking, you know, people watch, if they watch golf, they watch the PGA, not the LPGA. If they watch basketball, they watch the NBA. They don't watch WNBA. And there's a reason for that. So if you want to make it interesting and you want to have equal pay for equal work, have the WNBA and the NBA play each other. And, you know, maybe that's something that people will tune in for. And because everybody likes to watch a car crash or a train wreck, right? Unfortunately, I'm being facetious, but you know, there's sort of reality to that. And so anyway, hopefully that makes sense. What can we do though? What can we do about this stuff? Well, I think, you know, again, Zach Williams' song, that one's titled Less Like Me. A little more like mercy, a little more like grace, a little more like kindness, goodness, love, and faith, patience, peace, a little more like Jesus, a little less like me. John the Baptist said it, right? Ushering in Jesus, you know, he says, I must decrease that he may increase. So it's not a bad thing. And man, what a song, you know. I have those days I lose the fight, try my best, but just don't get it right. Talk the talk, don't walk the walk. Miss the moment right before my eyes. I don't know. I can relate every day, many times throughout every day. So that's a good thing. You know, that's something that we can do. And there are certainly more opportunities these days with things like, you know, statements like what Dr. Leanna Wen made on CNN that we played in the last hour. So let's go to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chris, I'm going to try to keep my calls under 10 minutes and this one under 5 minutes. And it's quite controversial, but for the last 6 years, my agenda, what I've been saying, has not changed. And what that has been is to expose the first beast of Revelation 13, the second beast of Revelation 13, which is the false prophet. The first beast of Revelation is the Roman papal system. The second beast of Revelation 13 is the United States of America that makes an image unto the first beast and gives its power to the first beast. The false prophet is the apostate Protestant church. Now, my job as a Protestant Christian is to witness to my family, friends, neighborhood, city, state, and so on. I cannot be a foreign missionary, but that is not necessary. But my job is to witness and to take the word as far as I can with the power of the Holy Spirit. And what you said, and you use your analogy, is I want to carry that extra jacket, that extra word to give away. And it may be repulsed or taken or considered or whatever. But that's what I am attempting to do, and it's going to take a long time. I thank you very much. Have a beautiful day, and goodbye.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. Very informative, and yeah, very informative. I'm going to go back to the phones real quick. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris. Well, there's a verse that came to mind while you were talking about the song. You know, Paul, I can't quote chapter and verse, but it's that I would, I do not, that I would not, that I do, who will deliver me? So
yeah.
Everybody, including Paul, struggles with the Christian walk. None of us are perfect yet. One day we will be. What I found interesting, Chris, with regards to the vaccine that you were talking about earlier. I watched a interview this morning. I want to say it was some sort of a Christian broadcast network where they had this expert on from Washington, D.C., and they were giving some numbers. Went something like this. White evangelical Christians, 44% said they will definitely not get the vaccine. 33% of black evangelical Christians said they would not get the vaccine. 24% of non-evangelical Christians said they would not get the vaccine, and 20% of Catholics said they would not get the vaccine. So what it boils down to when you're talking about numbers is those pesky evangelical Christians are going to cause COVID and the lockdowns to never go away. So not only are we, or will we, become the enemy of the state because we choose to obey God rather than our government or man, it's like during the Bible times when Caesar was saying, there's one mediator between God and man, Caesar. Christians were saying, no, there's one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. They became an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And because we choose to believe God and his word, we are, and we haven't seen anything yet, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We are enemies of the state.
Yep. You are clearly a domestic terrorist for saying that.
Well, I'm already on a list, I'm sure. Several times.
Yeah.
Who's that on the radio? Well, you know that. That's Chris and John.
Yeah.
That's Fred in Iowa. And by the way, how is your William in Montana? I heard he was ill. Is he doing better?
I don't have an update, and I hope to have one soon. So.
Okay. Please fill us in. And Renee. Mm-hmm. I miss hearing Renee. I hope she's doing well and calls.
Me too.
I'm concerned. I hope everything's good with Renee. So, Renee, if you're listening, please call in. We love you.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Thank you, John. Much appreciated, as always. I mentioned the Israel thing. Just to return to that for a moment, the roles that people play. So what I was saying to this friend, you know, he says, I know we disagree, and I really don't think so. I just know that there, you know, we've been encouraged to conflate terms. Most people don't take the time to investigate for themselves. And so the way I would articulate it, you know, everyone is encouraged to play their role on the stage. There are 31 flavors of victimhood these days. Everyone's a victim. And you know, we've talked about that a little bit. Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, which is an important date, you know, 100 years later, Nixon closes the gold window. It's one of those, you know, dates that bad guys apparently memorialize, or whatever you want to call it. So in keeping with that plan that was, I would say, reinvigorated and revised and refined, that was announced May Day 1776, and then, you know, again, Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, was in keeping with that. Everyone's supposed to play their part, and so you read this Third World War that's supposed to be fomented between, I would say, political Zionism and political Islam. Political Zionism is what it is. What leads the state of Israel these days, you know, in the state of Israel, nation of Israel, the biblical nation of Israel, which is Jacob's people, basically. You know, Jacob, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. The state, the modern state of Israel, and the biblical nation of Israel are not the same thing, but we conflate those. That's part of the, you know, commingling of terms that causes confusion. And so it's led not by, you know, there was the Zionist movement that, you know, Theodore Herzl, for example, you know, is the father of this thing that is amoral, you know, anti-God, anti-biblical kind of thing, anti-Christ movement. That was what founded this nation, or I mean the state of Israel, the current state of Israel. And Theodore Herzl even said that. And now that's led by this thing called revisionist Zionism, which is even more atheistic by their own admission. Anyway, I'll finish this thought and we'll get back to the other stuff when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So, in simple terms, everyone plays their part, and here's how it works. So, you have these two demographics that are conflated. So you have the nation of Israel, you know, the Hebrews, and, you know, let's just say, I don't know, hereditary Jews, Orthodox Jews, let's just do that generally just for fun. And, you know, this is a subject we could discuss, I don't know, for months on end. Not seeking to do that. I just want to try to make some delineation for clarity. So basically, you have this group in Romans 11:25. You know, you have this group of people that were God's chosen people in the Old Testament for, you know, the they were the keepers of the oracles of God and all kinds of great things that God did. And, you know, now Paul in particular in the New Testament writes about, you know, what all of that means now, and I'm not going to get into all of that. Anyway, Romans 11:25 says, "For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery." What mystery? "So that you will not be wise in your own estimation." Again, Dunning-Kruger seems to be in full effect there. What mystery, Paul? "That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." And so he gets to, he sort of clarifies, and I won't get to that, but you know, you have this partial hardening. And so this friend and I are talking about what is going on in the state of Israel, which I would not conflate with the biblical nation of Israel. Anyway, what's going on? And, you know, he says, it's unbelievable, the human rights abuses and things. And I said, yeah, even the UNHRC says that Israel and Saudi Arabia, which represent the two tips of the spear being collided together that Pike wrote about in his letter to Mazzini, ironically, even the UNHRC says that these are the worst human rights violators around the world. And to Fred's point about the second beast, these are our dearest allies in the region, we always hear, when it comes to foreign policy. So, and, you know, to the point about the false prophet, I mean, you hear that we have to support, we have to support Israel. Well, let's not conflate terms. So you have the hardness of heart that allows these atrocities to be committed. And how are they provoked or beguiled into committing these atrocities? Well, I think that's where you have the wolf in sheep's clothing, the wolf in Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 that Jesus is talking about. I know the trouble you have with the folks who call themselves Jews but are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. I think there is a contingent that masquerades as something else, presents themselves, beguiles the others into committing these atrocities because of their hardness of heart and the victimhood that they have, with which they've been imbued, so to speak, or whatever. This is what happens, and everyone is playing their part. And what do you call it? You know, the thing that you get when you go to a play, the little pamphlet, the handbook or whatever, that's Pike's letter. So anyway, what did Theodore Herzl say? I'll get to that in a minute, but let's see. Books. The Big Lie, The Synagogue of Satan, Terror Out of Zion, that's the one. The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, They Thought They Were Free. Why does Chris have all these books with these swastikas and things on them? Is Chris a Nazi? The Naked Communist. And pornography? That's just weird. So The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen. This is the 10th edition, November 1961, page 259. Current Communist Goals. Permit free trade between all nations regardless. This is number four. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Think about what's going on in cyber and technology these days with China and how we've heard that we need to beat them at their own game. And Israel, for that matter, speaking of Israel. It's fascinating. No, it's a race to the bottom, and we need to get there fastest. We need to get there first. It's astonishing what's happening. And speaking of the modern state of Israel, I'll mention what Theodore Herzl, the father of Zionism, said about that when we come back. It was created in a day, Chris. Well, not exactly. At least not according to Theodore Herzl. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. So, you know, you can have all the books and stuff. Solomon put it best in the end of Ecclesiastes. Just read the last chapter and you'll know what I mean. But, you know, as many people have observed, the best way to spot a counterfeit is to be intimately familiar with the authentic. And so, you know, admonition there is to study the Bible, and you know, there are a number of concepts, for example, you know, Second Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Or Psalm 119, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Basically, to get, you know, it on you and you on it kind of thing. Anyway, that's probably the first and best advice. But what did Theodore Herzl say about the modern state of Israel? The father of Zionism. From J. Boyer Bell's Terror Out of Zion. Mentioned before, the violent and deadly shock troops of Israeli independence, 1929 to 49. Again, this friend that thinks he knows, he's you know what, to his credit, he's definitely figuring stuff out. But how many people know this history? Terror Out of Zion, you know, Chris Bolin does. The violent and deadly shock troops of Israeli independence, 1929 to 49. So I guess it wasn't created in a day? What was going on then? And so copyright 1977, J. Boyer Bell. Part one, The Rise and Decay of the Irgun, the Jabotinsky Years. From the pit of decay and dust, through blood and sweat, a generation will arise to us, proud, generous, and fierce. Vladimir Jabotinsky. The distant forces, let's just jump in here. I could go back, not going to do that. Distant forces that would soon enlarge the small Jewish community were at work far away, beyond Arab vision, and in most cases, beyond Zionist control. In Russia, the pogroms began again. Those bloody attacks on innocent and defenseless Jews became all but institutionalized. While many Russian Jews sought salvation in one or another variant of the new revolutionary philosophies, anarchism, Marxism, populism, or syndicalism, others were attracted by the Zionist option. The Dreyfus Affair revealed the anti-Semitism that was prevalent everywhere. It was simply more virulent in Russia. Covering the trial for his Viennese newspaper, Theodore Herzl found his life transformed, and as a result, Zionism was as well. Herzl accepted the need for a Jewish state, and in Der Judenstaat argued that the problem was national and the solution was political. He sought such a solution not by linguistic revivals, promises of redemption, or new agricultural settlements, but by diplomatic initiatives. When these aborted, he regrouped in August 1897 and created a new organization. Over 200 delegates to the Zionist Congress met in Basel for 3 days and established the World Zionist Organization. Herzl felt that the first great practical step had been taken, and then he's quoted, "If I had to sum up what happened at the Congress of Basel, I would say that I founded the Jewish state." That is what has come to be known as the State of Israel today. "This would provoke universal laughter today," he said, "but perhaps in 20 years and certainly in 50, it will be there for all the world to see." And guess what? Almost to the day, 50 years later, it was. And so Bell continues, "Despite the evolution and maturation of the World Zionist Organization and the establishment of further institutions to strengthen immigration to Palestine, Herzl's life became an endless, futile, hectic trip back and forth across Europe as one grand scheme after another collapsed. The Turks listened to his offers to trade gold for the scrap of desert called Palestine and did not reply. The British considered Cyprus, then Egyptian Sinai, and finally Uganda as a site for Jewish colonization, that some Zionists also considered these at least as a way station to Palestine indicates the vast differences in aspirations, ideals, and programs contained within the new World Zionist Organization. Herzl saw all the powerful flev to the Pope, or all the powerful who would receive him from the hated Russian interior minister von Flev to the Pope. He met opposition's sympathy or polite boredom in his endless interviews with the powerful, but he could never discover the right combination of national interest, the magical formula that would permit the creation of what to him was an obvious necessity. On July 3, 1904, after 8 years of unrelenting activity, he died. Zionists soldiered on, torn by the arguments in practical and political, divided into left and right on either side of the general Zionists in the center. Outside of the diaspora, the concept of Zionism was under heavy attack from the left and by the comfortable who felt their assimilated status threatened by many Eastern Jews agitated by Zionist ideas, et cetera, et cetera. The Bolsheviks, though, we should probably talk about the Bolsheviks, but we won't get into that today. Anyway, back to Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist, 10th edition, 1961, page 259. Just to read these again and get back to this other stuff in a second. But so current communist goals, this is under the chapter future task. Let me back up a little bit, though. The future task. So chapter 12, the future task. You know, and you have the hammer and sickle globe and then the freedom torch globe and the question mark in between. Communist timetable of conquest. And then this, just before current communist goals, importance of the psychological war. But then we have to remember, let us not forget the reminder of folks like Anthony Sutton and, you know, folks like Ralph Epperson reminding us that, you know, Bella Dodd said that at these high-level communist meetings, when there was a question, what should be done? What is to be done, comrades? What is to be done? Leadership would leave the meeting and walk across the street to some high-powered international capitalist's office and ask what is to be done, comrades, and then return with an answer. So, where is that? Oh, right here. I can't find that. That's annoying. So, yeah, maybe I'll just leave it at that. How about this picture from Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, page 296. The picture, these two individuals, the Russian communist, quote-unquote, Nikita Khrushchev, and the American capitalist, quote-unquote, Cyrus Eaton, are supposedly mortal enemies. Yet they are smiling because American and European capitalists, quote-unquote, have been selling Russia strategic goods since about 1920. One researcher has written, quote, there is no such thing as Soviet technology. Almost all, perhaps 90 to 95%, came directly or indirectly from the United States and its allies. That researcher is the legendary Anthony Sutton. And again, where is that picture? You know, Bella Dodd saying this is how it worked. Oh, there it is. Isn't that it? Yeah. Chapter 14, the Monroe Doctrine, page 146. Dr. Bella Dodd, a former member of the Communist Party, felt that quote, the communist conspiracy was merely a branch of a much bigger conspiracy. She discovered that any one of three wealthy American capitalists, quote unquote, could make decisions for the party, the Communist Party, that is. These decisions were always ratified later by the Communist Party in Russia. But, you know, as Anthony Sutton pointed out, it was the so-called capitalists who sent these folks to Russia, like Trotsky, and financed the Bolsheviks and so forth. Okay, so back to Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist. The future task, page 258, importance of the psychological war. Ah, what is that? Again, this is 1961. The biggest mistake of the West has been allowing itself to drift into a state of mental stagnation, apathy, and inaction. In some circles, motivations of patriotism, loyalty, and the traditional dream of freedom for all men, quote unquote, have been lying dormant or have been paralyzed by a new kind of strange thinking. Authorities say, you know, again, it goes back to that scene from Saving Private Ryan. Shh, just go to sleep. Just, you know, the stabbing scene. It's horrific, but that's what we're being encouraged to do in America. Just be quiet and go to sleep. It'll all be over soon. Mm-mm. Authorities say there is an urgent need for a revolutionary change in our state of mind. What is wrong with our state of mind? First and foremost, we have been thinking the way the communists want us to think. Our founding fathers would be alarmed to learn how confused many of our people have become over such fundamental problems as coexistence. Do you see those bumper stickers? Coexist? Coexistence, disarmament. Was Jesus a, you know, this is where you really start to, yeah. Do not think that I came to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. That's pretty, Our founding fathers would be alarmed to learn how confused many of our people have become over such fundamental problems as coexistence, disarmament, free trade, the United Nations, recognition of Red China, and a host of related problems. Instead of maintaining a state of an intellectual vigilance, what did Andrew Jackson say? Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. If eternal vigilance by the people, I shouldn't paraphrase, I shouldn't abridge that. Eternal vigilance by the people is the price of freedom, and you must pay the price if you wish to secure the blessing. A state of intellectual vigilance. Instead of maintaining a state of intellectual vigilance, we have taken communist slogans as the major premises for too many of our conclusions. No, we're immune to that, Mr. Skousen. We're immune. Let us go down a list of current strategy goals which the communists and their fellow travelers are seeking to achieve. These are all part of the campaign to soften America for the final takeover. It should be kept in mind that many loyal Americans are working for these same objectives because they are not aware that these objectives are designed to destroy us. Current communist goals. Again, this is 1961. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Have you seen the bumper stickers lately? Coexist. And it's polytheistic, pluralistic, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, which will all eventually fold into the ecumenical initiative a la Pike's letter to Mazzini. Number two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in an atomic war. Number three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Obama acolytes of the world unite. Number four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation or regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. I mentioned that earlier. And again, you know, I don't know, Bill Clinton, NAFTA, GATT, et cetera, et cetera, WTO. Number four, permit free trade between, oh, I already read that one. Number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Right. Six, provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist denomination. Seven, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Eight, set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Nine, prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the U.S. has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. And 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. There are more. I might mention a few more. But then, what is to be done, comrades? What to do? Skousen offers some ideas. I'll talk about that when we come back. And then the other things that I mentioned. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Tuesday, April 6, 2021. Speaking of psychological warfare, over the weekend during family gatherings, I saw a game that children are playing with. It's a meme game, a mimetic game. Who knows what Richard Dawkins' book, The Selfish Gene, is all about? It's the most significant and celebrated science book of all time, except it's not a science book, you know. And now Google and all of the mimetic warriors are, you know, celebrating Lamarckian epigenetics in a way to manipulate people in unprecedented fashion without them even knowing it. So the current communist goals, see if any of these sound familiar. The 45 current communist goals, just a few more from Cleon Skousen's, W. Cleon Skousen's The Naked Communist. This is 10th edition, 1961. Again, this is published 60 years ago. See if any of these sound familiar. 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. Have we heard that lately? 13, do away with all loyalty oaths. 15, capture one or both political parties in the United States. My marginal note reads communitarianism. That was from, I don't know, more than a decade ago. 16, use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. Sound familiar? 17, get control of schools. 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression, enter cultural Marxists, Dadaism, et cetera, et cetera. 11, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and violation of free speech and free press. That's 24. Breakdown 25, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Infiltrate churches. 27. 38, transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. Sound familiar? 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. 40, discredit the family as an institution, encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Any of this sound familiar? That'll do it for today's broadcast. I'll get to the other stuff that I didn't mention tomorrow in conjunction with this. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.